Now with the news. Minister of Creative Industry Tuku Riki Hasha has confirmed positive developments in the film industry, spelling growth opportunities and strengthened support for the sector. The minister believes that film subsector is an effective way to advance Indonesia's creative economy. Quoted from Adelie.co.id, he affirmed that films are more than just entertainment. They provide career opportunities for young talents behind the scenes and foster international collaboration. The University of Indonesia and UC Berkeley or your University of California Berkeley are fostering cross-country research initiatives, strengthening academic partnerships and innovation through international collaboration. Quoted from RRE.co.id, a delegation from the University of Indonesia led by Rector Heri Herbansyah conducted an official visit to UC Berkeley earlier this month. At the meeting, the university's general discussed enhancing research collaboration, student and faculty exchange programs, and the development of a joint program in advanced and sustainable technology fields. Listener, that was the newsroom voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bye.
Asia, they would like to join the lantern tradition at Borobudur. So if you happen to check the social media accounts of Indonesian tourists or even Indonesian influencers, or many influencers who said that they are in Borobudur recently or even during the Pasakti, they might be posting pictures or even videos about lighting and also releasing lanterns. And yes, in this year's Vesak also, there will be also a lantern release event too, which is focused at the Borobudur temple. So here listeners, reported by RRI.co.id, thousands of Buddhists and public, they will join us. And it seems that if people cannot join there directly, they can watch it on YouTube channel. But if they happen to be joining it, it seems that there are a lot of regulations that the people need to follow. For example, starting from the route to the location. Well, there are two routes. The first one is the green route, in which they will be using some electric vehicle, like a caddy or something like that. And then also a yellow route for the people who are walking on foot. And then some of the regulations that people must follow, this include people must be wearing white and modest fashion. But modest fashion, it seems that in Indonesia it is often associated with Muslim fashion, but the modest in here, it means that you got to cover everything. Just wear it properly. Don't think you're in Bali, you're in Borobudur. And then you got to stay quiet during the Vesak commemoration. You cannot litter, you must watch your children. And for the people with disabilities and the elderly, they can use some specific areas. They need to come also, everybody needs to come also on time. And then, even if people wanted to take or capture the moment, it's so beautiful, yes. And some people might have the idea to, well, fly their drone. It seems that if you want to fly the drone, you got to ask for some permission first before you fly the drones to make sure that everything would be quite nice. And of course, even if you think it's going to be so Instagrammable, it is very, very, how do you call it, forbidden for everybody to take picture, close-up picture of the monks who are praying. So while you're here, we're enjoying all the activities, all the beautiful and also the meaning, you got to stay respectful towards each other, especially for the monks and also the priests who celebrated the Vesak Day. If you have a story about your Vesak Day at your place, and maybe you want to also share your story about having Vesak in Indonesia, you can share it to our application at RRI Digital. Cultures woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued. NTR, which are not available in Bandung. I think the quality is relatively good. They can be found any kinds of souvenir here, to be brought to other city or was abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasik Malaya region, famous Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Spread by the southern main of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bed, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located a quiet Sukarwas creative village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely pass it. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarwas creative village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there. Yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are some parents, colleagues, in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. But Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, baskets, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and nandang. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his craft business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as pattern maker and craftsman. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at a shop or craft center. We found the crafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five phases. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we made coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman, who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Dozens of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and nandang leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsman. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. She admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsman. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment she usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It's to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. Five wooden blades are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. Two more blades nailed to the two base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last two blades are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. Then these small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At cons, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly got dozens of meters of nandang wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Rajapola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Rajapola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Rajapola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we returned to Rajapola Street to find out how Rajapola's typical woven clothes were appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven craft shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Rajapola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listened to a very different reality. Kalau sekarang, currently purchasing power of the visitors decreased, since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers, the craftsmen sell it directly. So the visit to Rajapola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one pass, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapola, was usually visited currently at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran, or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Pada pengalaman saya melihatnya,
it's quite weak on the weekends, such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now tipped. Previously, a shop was crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but our weekday is better. The same opinion also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically. In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for one's delivery. While previously, we could send 3 times every week. Really, it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of those craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily needs. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their needs. Very unlooking for our wages, although the income is uncertain.
will become an Indonesian airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the airport has quite crowded. Since Kota Tinggi Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access to the Bandar too, Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kota Tinggi and Widya Dinata Airport. We will fund the marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Jerman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Raja Pola, can always find out solution. For example, during the economic crisis, they did find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tentang kita masih bersih modal, kan? Bersih modal, kita saya aku saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya kreatif dan masyarakat modal dia selalu bisa.
I admit that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through the private products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on measures relating to fiscal policy at the time. Many companies ran out of business. Many industries did not reach because loan repayments are quite large. But industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even as able to support the regional economy. I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them via Facebook, social media. Then I caught them. Then I send the order amount of 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Vinarko. Lack of messages must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online. Masih untung sekarang.
Market for online can help us. Online market is called Ikan Among Public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online store. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also send puppet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot prettier. I saw every day in order to increase income. Grass and Nandong are usually stamped on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Raja Pola people, Grass and Nandong can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Raja Pola people is like a woven. Every hope is like thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilience.
Yeah. once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baipar, prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.